There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. Hour number two of Midday Mobile on this Municipal Election Eve edition. Text lines open, so are the phone lines at 343-0106, 343-0106 for a call or a text, and also with the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can leave us a talkback message. Finish this one story out, and we can continue the discussion as y'all are putting your predictions in for tomorrow's municipal elections, not just Mobile mayor's race. We have mayor's races in other hamlets and towns all across the fruited plain of southwest Alabama, plus council races as well. So I want to hear from you on that. But on this Mobile mayoral thing, we talked about so over $2 million raised in the Mobile mayoral cycle here, and over half of that coming from Spirit of Chirigatas. It was Kyle Hamrick's story over at Landnap. You can see the breakdown here. It showed that I think the total of $2.2 million in donations coming in the Mobile mayoral race. And out of that, Chirigatas accounts for $1,064,542 of it. This was the campaign finance report filed a week ago, so Monday the 18th. Mobile County Commissioner Connie Hudson, $689,522. Now, some of that, I don't know how much of that, because she had some already there when she started the campaign, I think, from before. So I don't know if that was all raised during this. State Rep Barbara Drummond, $356,958. And former Mobile Police Chief Paul Prine, $171,442. Kyle breaks this down a little further. And it's interesting because we had a conversation. I was texting with somebody during the break there about, like, when you hear political ads on the station, how we do that, and how there's we're regulated. There are rules over it, but there are rules when a candidate, you'll hear at the end of it, you know, endorsed by the so-and-so campaign, or I am the candidate, I endorse this message, that, you know, where you identify the campaign and the candidate, that's in a certain classification. Other ads, you don't hear them very much in, like, a municipal election, but you will definitely hear them in the congressional and Senate cycle. Usually it starts off with piano music and minor chords in the background. Dun, dun. And it'll be like the opponent, you know, so-and-so is not a nice person and they don't like puppies. And this, you know, and it'll be brought to you by a PAC, your political action committee. In this case, PACs have been active in the Mobile mayoral cycle, but they give to the candidates and the candidates spend. So it's not like it's not like the PAC, because a PAC can run an ad. You've heard this before. And it can be really a mudslinging, mead-spirited, nasty, whatever term you want to come up with, ad against somebody else. But the candidate can wash their hands of it because they say, well, I have no coordination with this PAC. They can say whatever they want. So you've heard those ads before. Okay, so as I read through this, understand PACs can give money to candidates. That money goes through the candidate and they identify it. In other, like Club for Growth and these groups like that, are PACs that will run, they'll buy ads that talk bad about one candidate to the benefit of the candidate they like. You want to know where they are. Whatever candidate they attack, it's the other candidate they support. Okay, so back to Kyle's story here. It says, though Drummond's contributions put her in third place, she spent more of her money more of the money her campaign received than any other candidate to date. Her campaign finance record shows she's used $324,502 to advance her pitch for mayor, leaving $32,455 in the electoral purse. Now, you may say, like, why wouldn't you finish this thing at zero, right? I mean, you'd want to, if I'm running a campaign, I'm going to arrive at the election day with, 12 cents left in the account. Yeah, but like so many of us have said, it really feels runoff-esque right now. So you got to have, what do you keep in your war chest if you go into a runoff? All right, it says Prine spent $117,633 of his $171,442. You could also make the argument, too, you better make sure to spend what you got to get yourself to the runoff, right? Hudson spent $584,225 of the $689,522 she received. And Cherry Goddess has spent $921,822 of the $1,064,000 he raised. Okay, so there you go. That's how much. There's really good reporting from Kyle. It says also here, political action committees and local companies were among the leading contributors to Chariot Goddess, Drummond and Hudson campaigns in recent weeks. Prine's leading donations came from mostly individuals. So three of the four were led by political action committee donations. Remember, I told you the political action committee can give to the candidate. It's different than them just running an ad without identifying a candidate. So political action committees and local companies, the leading contributors to Chariot Goddess, Drummond, and Hudson. Individuals, most of Prine's donations came from individuals. It says in a monthly report for June, Chariot Goddess's campaign reported receiving more than $50,000 from the One Mobile PAC, $10,000 from the Mobile-based Sheet Metal Workers PAC. A weekly report for Saturday, August 9th to Friday, August 15th states South Alabamians for Good Government of Mobile gave $9,000 to the Chariot Goddess campaign. Hudson's campaign received $6,000 from the Birmingham-based Alabama Development PAC, as well as $5,000 from Cash PAC. I think I should go up there to get Coors Light. Cash PAC of Tuscaloosa, according to a report from the same month. Well, Cash PAC, man, they had the get the deal on the 12-packs. During the first week of August, Hudson's campaign received $5,250 from Pride Pack 2 of Tuscaloosa. Drummond's June report shows CWA COPE PCC of Washington, D.C. gave $5,000 to her campaign, and the Theodore-based MEK Enterprises LLC gave $3,000. Between Saturday, August 9th and Friday, August 15th, Alabama Voices of Teachers for Education of Montgomery gave Drummond $25,000. Goes on here to say the leading donation to the Prime campaign in June included $10,000 from Saraland native Lottie McKay and $10,000 from Sandra Mikalski's Mobile-based Living Trust. During the first week of August, Mobile native Rajendra Patel gave Prime $2,500. So there you go. There's some of the donations and the numbers for the money in it. So if you're interested, you can go check it out. It's all over at lanyapmobile.com. Good job, Kyle. All right. Let's see. Bischoff, thank you. DEI texter says, it's pronounced Bischoff. That story I had said he's a big MAGA guy, former Boy Scout master. Maybe he'll get a pardon. Well, if he's guilty, hopefully he'll get put under the jail is what I'd say. T-Bone said Paul Prine has saved by not employing high-dollar consultant firms, like he says in his ad. Yep. Let's see. Unnamed texture. Oh, no, this is Hunter again. Spiro and Drummond in a runoff are the latest numbers. Okay. I see a runoff. I think it may be different than that one, but this is a fun thing. We all get to make predictions for tomorrow. And then if you're not right, you just don't text in. You just hide. You, like the people on the Feinbaum show, they give the hot prediction, because I'm in here with y'all. I'm not looking at you from a distance and pointing. I'm in. If you give the hot prediction, you know how they do that on like a Friday on Feinbaum show, and then the game goes completely differently, and Monday you don't hear from those callers? let's see. This is unnamed texture says, he may not win, but Paul Prine's radio ads are powerful. A named texter here says, forget the mayoral race. If Ben Reynolds don't get reelected, then my name is Cotton Eye Joe. Should be an excuse right now for to play the Cotton Eye. No, I'm not gonna make you suffer from that. Those people my age, remember when that was a hit? The remake, like the, not the original, but like the, like a dance version of Cotton Eye Joe. Please don't ever let that make it back on the air. Oh my gosh, I heard that too many times. All right, did y'all do College Pick'em this year? Yeah, and maybe I haven't heard it. If it's so, could you send the link? Dalton, if you can check that out. But if y'all can go straight to fmtalk1065.com, texter. Oh, it's Calvin. Okay, hey, Calvin. If you'll go to fmtalk1065.com, you'll see the link right there for College Pick'em. So click through there. Absolutely, we're doing it. And it is live. And you better get those picks in before we get to football this weekend. So it is, it's here. Calvin, it is fall. I mean, we've already had the, you know, Tiger Talk on, Tiger Talk Overtime on, College Pick'em's back, Feinbaum returns to the airwaves with Dan and Dalton on Friday, Auburn's playing Friday night. It's all going on right now. So, Calvin, I'm glad you asked that question. Y'all can check that out. Make sure you get signed up. It doesn't cost anything to get in. You win fabulous prizes, and you get to trash talk. We had, it was 800 people last year in it or something like that. So let's make it 1,000 this year, okay? 1,000 of us. It's a lot of fun to do. All right. Michael. Okay, good. He's responding to the question I had earlier. A few examples of Mobile's failings. Mobile Regional Airport, Mobile County Soccer Complex, extremely unfunctional and ugly. The Hank unfunctional. Well, the Hank's unfunctional because nobody went to see the ball games. I mean, the Hank was fine. I mean, I disagree with you there. I think the Hank as a stadium was fine. Just nobody wanted to go watch baseball. Basketball courts on Dolphin are unsafe. Bayfront, Brookley Park died on the vine. I don't know that that's dead yet, Michael. I don't know that it's dead yet. What I'd like to see, and I didn't chime in with this because I was asking the questions, not answering them, at the event we had down at the convention center. I would like to see it done in phases like, okay, we've got this much done. Let's open up with what we have and then kind of a pay-as-you-go system. We get some more money, we can open up another part of it because it's really a great place. Bayfront Park is it's a neat spot, and I'm glad to have it. It said, the current park near Brookley looks nice, but terrible fishing pier. It looks like pedo park, my gosh. Municipal park, renovation looked good, but unsafe. As soon as it was done, the city's wonderful, typical young scholars decided to shoot it up there. Yes, Michael was on the discussion I had. Remember when they had the shooting at Municipal Park, and they said the kids were out because they took the ACT? Of course. That makes sense, right? Finish the ACT, might as well go engage in some gunplay out there. Sounds like a logical thing to do. Okay, we'll get to some more of these. Plus, I want to get to Trump signing an executive order to ban flag burning. This is one of those ones that people love to get just real mad at me. Get ready. Get real mad at me because I disagree with Trump on this one. And no, I do not like flags being burned, but... Right, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Check in with my buddy David McCrary. Actually, I just rang him and I interrupted him. He's busy buying cars. So since we've interrupted your car buying, tell us what you're looking for. What you got going?
Looking for a lot of stuff. We've actually got quite a few people we're trying to find certain vehicles for. I mean, we're looking for late model Toyota Tacomas and 4Runners. I got a guy, we're trying to find a 1794 package Tundra 4. He wants it prior to the six-cylinder motors, so we got to find him one with the 5.7 V8 in it. Just a lot of people looking for certain things. And then we had a great week last week because we've got a really good inventory, and hopefully this week will, you know, keep on and have a great week this week as well.
Okay, let's talk about folks checking the inventory on site now and maybe even getting ready for what's coming in. How do they find you?
should be pictures of everything online as of now. You can go to lcmmotorcars.com. If you want to come by and see them in person, we're at Highway 90 in Plantation and Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. I mean, we're literally 5 minutes from I-65 and I-10 intersection. Or just give us a call, 251-375-0068. We can FaceTime with you. We can text with you, whatever you wish. Be glad to help you.
Good stuff, David. We'll talk soon.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
All right. There goes David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. Now he can get back to buying cars. And we can get back to talking from the text line here at 343-0106. Unnamed texter. I think it's unnamed. If not, I'm sorry. If you've given yourself a nickname, please. Oh, yeah, you did. Shiloh. Okay. Thank you, Shiloh. Just had lunch at Cracker Barrel on Schillinger, and maybe 20 people there. I guess a lot of folks took offense at the sign change. Do people go for lunch? Is Cracker Barrel do a... I just admit my ignorance. Maybe once a year. Once every 2 years, go to Cracker Barrel. It's not that, just I don't go, like, I don't like to, yeah, I don't go to a lot of restaurants, like, at home. And then when I'm traveling, I told y'all, which I want to read Terry's text about, that the kids would want to go to Cracker Barrel. And, like, we do it sometimes. But you know how it is? You're like, we got to get there. I'm not sitting for an hour at a restaurant, but we need to get down the road. And Terry said, hey, take some advice from a former beat the GPS clock traveler. Slow down, plan the stops, take spontaneous stops, make a trip as enjoyable as a destination. Terry, that is good advice. That is wise advice. I'm trying to, in my older years, be more fun, right? For the kids, be more fun, especially for the younger one. Let's see. Terry also said, once the runoff is announced, watch the packs come out of the woodwork. Yeah, that's probably when you'd see it. Like, and you know, you always hear those ads when they start. We run them, absolutely. I mean, people buy it, they advertise them from us. But you'll hear it start off like a minor chord. Dun, dun, dun. It's like horror music in the background when they're talking about whoever the opponent is. Just have a jovial take on them and they won't have any power over you. When you start hearing them, usually it's like, it sounds like, you're like, that's like Transylvania music. Okay, well, you're about to hear something from a pack when you hear that. Let's see. It's down. And what's unnamed texter here? Why does how much money they raise have anything to do with how well they will do their job? This is from Barry. Said go Prime. Yeah, just telling you what the fundraising is. I think there's an interesting take there, Barry. Don't you? That the money for Prime came mostly from individuals. You know, everybody, beauty of our republic, if you're a citizen, you're of age, you get one vote. Even if a whole industry or whatever supports somebody, everybody still just gets one vote. And so, Barry, I think there's something telling there. That was interesting. You can go read more on Kyle's story there about the fundraising. It is something, though, that over $2 million coming in the Mobile mayoral election. Let's see. Sheila says, I don't think Spiro is the guy for Mobile. Is Mobile going to be another training job for him? Monty believes the runoff is Spiro and Prime. Also, let's see. Joshua said, I like 1989 except for the mullets until I just heard when a law was passed to make it okay to burn the USA flag. Now I dislike 1989 because of mullets legalizing flag burning. Yeah, you're talking about the decision from 89. That was the Texas versus Johnson decision, right? Yeah, I think that was 89. I thought it was 84. But we'll come on. I think it was 84. We're going to talk about that. Also, Joshua said, with no money involved here, I'm betting on Prime. I just hope he stops talking in third person. Josh doesn't like that. That's funny stuff. All right, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All Right now, 135 FM Talk 106.5 in Midday Mobile. Just checking messages, too, that came in, I guess, email-wise over the weekend. Yeah, so it's kind of a interesting thing here on Saturday at the radio station. You know, we have backup generators and all that here to keep us on the air through storms or random power outages that come from a lot of different things. Something about the power grid right here at Airport and 65 is, I feel, well, hold on. That's particle board. So I kind of knocked on wood. It's sketchy around here, but no fault of Alabama Powers, no fault of a storm. What happened on Saturday? You've heard Dana Dalton talk about it a lot. The construction of the hotel by us here. I guess a crane truck decides to leave, doing whatever they're doing, bucket truck or whatever. There they go to turn on the service. They never lowered the bucket and took out the power lines here, pulled the pole out of the ground. That is quite a scene. I might have to put that picture up on the X, the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, it was kind of sporty on Saturday. And somebody said they heard me say that President Trump banned burning the Cracker Barrel sign. I did. That may not actually be accurate news, but I did say that. Yeah, the Trump thing and the flag burning. This is Josh referenced it a second ago on the text line there. This is one of the I've talked about this with speech. Freedom of speech is there to protect unpopular speech, right? And I would agree that burning the flag to me is unpopular. I don't think I need to go through a rah, rah, rah of my patriotism and being proud of my country. Not without its warts, right? Hey, we ain't perfect, but where else do you want to go live? I want to live here. Now, part of what makes it great is part of what is bothersome when you see something like somebody burning the flag. Remember, I'm the guy that gets on people's cases about wearing things that are not flag code, right? Whether I'm saying something or like, you know, I'll see a shirt or something that I like so much I want to wear, but I can't do it because of my Boy Scout training and respect for flag code in our country. So I am on the side, I'm super vigilant about respecting our flag. At the same time, I'm a believer in the First Amendment and that liberty. And we talked about that, the case back in Texas versus Johnson in 84. It said, Gregory Lee Johnson burned an American flag outside a convention center where the 1984 Republican National Convention was being held in Dallas, Texas. Johnson burned the flag to protest the policies of President Ronald Reagan. He was arrested and charged with violating a Texas statute that prevented the desecration of a venerated object, including the American flag, if such action were likely to incite anger in others. And that's what Trump talked about today. He said, well, the reason you can't burn the flag is it'll start a riot. But that is a slippery slope. And is there accuracy to it? Sure. But that is a slippery slope. If you say you can't do this thing because people might riot, you have curtailed speech, I think, beyond shouting fire in the crowded movie theater. So a Texas court tried to convict Johnson, tried and convicted Johnson. He appealed, arguing his actions were symbolic speech protected by the First Amendment. The Supreme Court agreed to hear the case. Supreme Court said it was symbolic speech. It was freedom of speech. Like I said, I find it distasteful, but I believe in that First Amendment protection. President Trump signing executive order today, meaning to ban the burning of the American flag, an act that is currently protected under the First Amendment. This from the New York Post. Trump said while signing the order, if you burn a flag, you'll get 1 year in jail. No early exits, no nothing. And you will see flag burning stop immediately, claiming an action he took in his first administration to protect national monuments from being destroyed had a similar effect. Department of Justice will be tapped to probe all incidents of setting the Stars and Stripes ablaze and will bring charges, quote, where prosecution wouldn't fall afoul of the First Amendment, end quote. So this is populism. This is the difference between conservatism and populism. So, and I've told you that's why I'm an 80% of the time I like what Trump does, but there's 20% I don't. Populism, because it is popular to ban the burning of the American flag. I find it distasteful. It is a distasteful thing to see the symbol of our nation to be burned. At the same time, I love that flag so much, I defend the right of somebody to burn it. They're an idiot, and probably a dirtbag, but they got the right to do it. So, saying you can't burn the flag. There's a good text here. I'm trying to find it here. Somebody have to make sure I get the right text here. Somebody was saying about the protections out there. I'm sorry if I missed it. I got so many texts coming in here. I do appreciate it. I will paraphrase it here because I can't find it right now. But somebody was saying to the effect of, no, I think I see it here. Is that just further down? But to paraphrase in the meantime, it was the idea that we have protections to not desecrate monuments. They said trees. Man, I wish I had it right in front of me. All these other things, right? There we go. But thank you, IT Jesus. That's who it was. Thank you. Said, the whole thing with the burning of the flags makes no sense. We protect all other federal and state symbols, monuments, statues, birds, trees, but not the flag. There you go. Thank you, IT Jesus, for bringing that back up. Here's the difference in those. So a federal or state symbol is owned by we the people. So it's not a First Amendment issue. It is a desecration of something owned by we the people. If somebody went up and grabbed the flag off the Capitol and was burning it, I think it falls in that same realm, IT Jesus, because that belongs to the taxpayers. A monument paid by the tax is privately or publicly owned, but it is owned by someone other than the person desecrating it. So they don't have the right to do it. Birds, I don't know, you can burn. I mean, Thanksgiving can burn birds. Hopefully not. Hopefully you fry them and they're delicious. But trees, well, you can't go burn a tree that's not yours. I can burn trees I own all day long, unless we're during the burn ban, which ridiculously lasts from May through the end of October in Mobile County. Just saying, some of us might want to do control burns other times, but it's a whole other show. I'll complain later. But the flag, I teach Jesus, that the individual buys the flag, right? They get the flag. They get the flag, probably Chinese made. And they go burn it. It's their property. So they're burning the symbol. They're not violating something owned by somebody else or the public, we the people. So that's why I see it different. And I follow. I mean, you're saying, well, you can't, you know, take federal and state symbols, monuments, statues, all that. Yeah, but those aren't owned by if somebody wanted to go buy a monument, okay, they bought it themselves, and then desecrate it, they got the right to do it. They can't go get what belongs to the public. I agree with that. But the First Amendment right, if they want to go get a monument made and then go desecrate it, they got the right to do it. It's their speech. So, that's how I see it. Once again, I am beyond level here of respect for the flag. But I also believe in that First Amendment. Yeah, and my buddy Jarhead just texted in, said, Shauna burn flags all the time, respectfully retiring them the way they're supposed to be. Well said, Jarhead, as we learned in Scouts, right? Yes, there is a time. There's a ceremony, Jarhead knows, and folks in the military know, Boy Scouts that were paying attention know there's a proper way to do this. But that's not doing it. That's to retire the flag. So, because you can't have, I mean, I'm bothered when I see a raggedy American flag. Right? That's also supposed to not happen. That is supposed to be retired, as Jarhead, as Gary and others here can tell you as well. Those are supposed to be retired. We don't want American, the symbol of our nation, looking tattered and torn and sitting places for weeks or months or years. But the individual going to buy a flag and then using it as their expression of speech, whether I like it or not, and I do not, they have the right to do that. I agree with the Supreme Court on that. I disagree with this. Now, this is the thing. It's going to be super popular. Do I think Trump's going to get a lot of attaboys, aren't you? Of course he is. It's popular. It is popular. If you don't think about the Constitution, just think about watching some dirtbag burn the American flag. I'm with you. It brings a visceral reaction up. But you got to think one step beyond that. And when government starts saying, well, you can't do this and you can't do that for First Amendment rights, then they're violating the thing the flag represents. I think the beauty of defending a dirtbag burning the flag, it shows the respect for what the nation, the republic that that flag represents. Right, let's get a few more texts in here. Let's see. Thank you, Maximus said. Also, active shooter at the University of Arkansas reported. I saw that headline. I have not been able to dig into that anymore. It came up an hour ago or something like that. Active shooter reported at University of Arkansas campus. So they're alert there. I don't know. I think it came out on Twitter. I don't know anything more on that. If something new breaks on that, we'll let you know, and maybe they'll have something in the national news here. Let's see. Derek said we're not making a 12-year choice, just an immediate one. I'm talking about for mayor. Superbomb, Saraland still has the Uncle Herschel sign. I saw that Saturday passing, going up to Washington County. I saw that still up. Yeah, the Uncle Herschel sign still there, and at the one in Saraland. I think the one here in Mobile too. Has it changed? I mean, I don't know if they changed them all on one day or whatever happened. But the Cracker Barrel, go see if you can purchase the old Cracker Barrel sign. Wouldn't that be a keepsake, huh? Ella says Cracker Barrel does have some great salads on the menu. Very good, and they've got that. I do like the game. You do the peg jumping there. Let's see. Jerry in Fort Morgan, better enjoy life while you can, because the screw worm invasion is going to wipe us all out, according to the news or the media. Yeah, just add that, the flesh-eating screw worm moving from cattle to humans. I saw that story. We can add that to, it's this time of year, right? We get West Nile this time of year. Brain-eating amoeba this time of year, Vibrio this time of year. Just add screwworm to the mix. And Jerry also said, you're probably correct about the flag-burning thing. However, if it costs a lowlife who burns it money to fight, it's a win. That's good. If you want to, but we cannot have the thing that's distasteful in burning the flag, to me, shines brighter than what that dirtbag did in showing the beauty of our republic. It makes us different from other places. The fact that you can go out and say whatever you want about the president, unless you're CBS, you could say what you and not get shut down. Even when that speech is not what you want to hear, it's important to have that speech. And yes, if they go, I differ with IT Jesus. If they go desecrate a monument that's owned by We the People or something privately owned, throw the book at them. But if Dirtbag wants to go buy a flag and burn it, I am disgusted by it. But they got the right to do it.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 153 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Great time to check in with my friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And I had to kind of come apart when it was like, I don't know, just days after Independence Day and Halloween stuff showed up at the store. And here's Anna telling us, you know, Anna, it's still August, but y'all already have Christmas rounds in at Mobile Bay Coins.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some people start early.
I don't like those people make it bad for people like me.
For me too. I'm last minute too. But they have like 20 grandkids, you know, so they may make 2 to 5 trips up here trying to make sure that they got all the grandchildren covered.
Makes sense. And also while we're talking, I'd say the kids, but this is popular enough. There's people a lot older than kids. You said you've got some Harry Potter coins in. Are these zombie Harry Potters or regular Harry Potter?
Regular Harry Potter. So it's the 4 different houses that you can get sorted into, like the Ravenclaw, Slytherin, Gryffindor, and Hufflepuff.
Okay. So y'all want to get those gift items and be responsible and get all that stuff bought here in August. You're actually a role model if you do that. Tell folks how to find you.
Yes, sir. We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile, just a block west of Little Flower Catholic School and Church. And you can find us on Facebook and our website. Also, our phone number, 251-725-1590.
Hey, thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Grab a few more text. Buddy, where can I take an old American flag to be retired? And, Buddy, if you're in, Mobile County or in Mobile County, you could, and I think what the same is going to be true for, like, you can go to wherever your local VFW post is, American Legion, you can turn them in there. I think, if I remember correctly, Home Depot, somebody might correct me here, y'all, Home Depot took them. Now you can take it to your police or fire station. So wherever you are, your municipal police or fire station, call them ahead of time, say, hey, when we come down there, they'll have either somebody take it from you or a Dropbox or something like that. And so, like, people like Jarhead and Boy Scouts and all that, that will retire the flags the correct way, it goes there. So, Buddy, I appreciate that, man. That is a great question. Yeah, if you got an old one, do not throw it in the trash. I mean, I'll defend your First Amendment right to do it, but don't do it because I know you're a patriot. Do it the correct way. But, yeah, I mean, what a good time maybe just to touch base with the American Legion post near your VFW or... and somebody let me know. Home Depot used to do this. Somebody will probably let me know here by the end of the show. Let's see. Gary, there's another Marine out there, said, they're just afraid I'm kicking their blank. With burning the flag? Well, I understand your emotion, Gary, for sure. Let's see here. Unnamed Tesher here. I will curse and threaten you if you burn the flag, but at the same time, I'll also defend your rights. That's what the flag truly represents. I'm with you, whoever you are, Texter. That's how I feel, too. I will curse you. I find it disgusting. But it's the beauty of it that represents what the flag is. By the way, a pretty savvy political question here from Adam. Said, I'm wondering if Prine is not in a runoff, will his supporters vote at all? I don't have an answer. That's a thought starter there, Adam. I like that. I got to figure that one out because people are always looking, goes into a runoff. All right, who goes in the runoff? And the other two candidates, where will their voters break to what other candidate? Or will they even show up at all? Let's see here. This is from Mob Dog. All right, good. If Sean wants to say there was 20-something thousand at a Trump rally in Mobile rather than 40,000, then he can. Freedom of speech. That's right. Did y'all go read that? Yeah, John Sharp bringing up 10 years ago. I said 22,000. And back then, people turned on me big time. They said, it was 40. And I remember saying back then, okay, it's 40. No, but you said 22. I said, well, somebody asked me to guess. Dirt Digger says, I get upset when I see an American flag made in China. Yep. Supermom says, I can honestly say I would snatch up a burning American flag if it was ever happening in front of me without hesitation. I understand that, but would you ban them beforehand from doing it? This texture says, Sean, people are going to jail for burning pride flags. The rules have changed. Can you send me a link to that? Has somebody going to jail for burning a pride flag? If you buy a pride flag and want to burn it, please send me that case. I am interested. I've not heard that one. I mean, so if somebody burns a pride flag and they were arrested for burning the flag, well, I'll give to their legal defense fund. This texture says you can burn a flag, freedom of speech, but if you carry a flag of another country to protest, you should get deported to that country. Probably have a lot more time to talk about this on tomorrow's show, intermixed with y'all's reports from your polling places. I can't wait to hear from you tomorrow on Election Day. Paul Feinbaum on the way right now.